Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Eileen Marty joins us now, infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University. Dr. Marty, good morning. There's a new study out about COVID, and it's pretty interesting. And there also may be a blood test now for long COVID. I know you've gone through this study. What can you tell us about it?
Well, thanks, Bob. Yeah, no, this is a very excellent study, very well done by, it's actually a multi-institutional, but mainly headed by Yale University, where they took patients from New York and patients from Yale with COVID and without COVID and paired them up so that they had very excellent pairing of the control group, right? A relatively small study because it only involved 273 individuals with or without long COVID. But what they did was they studied how the immune cells were working and what might be different between those two populations, those with and without symptoms. And they found a lot of very interesting differences, not just the cortisol level, which is sort of mentioned in the news articles. That's interesting, but that's not as interesting as the fact that, for example, one of the things they found was lots of antibodies against viruses that are normally latent in our bodies. So like viruses of the herpes group, you know, the old joke, right? Love comes and goes, but herpes is forever. Mm-hmm. And that's because herpes viruses, whether it's Epstein-Barr virus, which is a herpes virus, or herpes simplex, et cetera, lives in a latent form in these little episomes in certain cells of the body, especially the ones that they found are like Epstein-Barr, that's the virus that's famous for causing infectious mono, right? Mm-hmm. It lives in our B cells. And so these B cells are very much affected. And one of the things they think is going on is that because the people had HIV, had SARS, they lost control of the latent form of the virus. And so they now increase their antibodies to these other viruses. And all of that is triggering a series of problems in the patients. The other thing we found, or that was found by this Yale group, is that the immune cells are the type of immune cells that we call them the type 2 cytokines, and the type 2 cells, like type 2 helper cells, which are great for getting rid of parasites, but not great for getting rid of viral problems. So that's another indication of something we saw before with hospitalized patients, because your immune system is supposed to select the type of immunity that's ideal for a particular type of, pathogen, right? Mm-hmm. And if you really want to get rid of a virus, the body really should generally pick type 1 immunity, not type 2, not type 3, but type 1 immunity. And these people, unfortunately, their immune systems pick type 2. And we saw that in patients who were in the ICU. Their bodies picked type 2 immunity, and so they couldn't manage the virus as well. So apparently these long COVID patients are also have a sort of an emphasis on this type 2 immunity. And that's all of this is very detectable by blood tests, right? Mm-hmm. So your opening question is absolutely spot on, that having done this study, they can look for cortisol levels, they can look for the types of cytokines that are being released, and those are relatively easy things to do for a patient to immediately see if they join this cohort of people, as in the study, that have long COVID as opposed to the people that don't have long COVID. And I think these studies with showing more Epstein-Barr virus reactivity is extremely significant. Mm-hmm. That's a nasty little virus.
Yeah.
And it was Yeah.
For sure. Interesting. Last week we touched on this, but I wanted to ask you a little bit more about this business of COVID taking a toll on your heart. I'm the more I read about this, the more confused I am. Is this really about, there are some very alarming numbers about people who have heart issues after getting COVID, but were the people studied in this report people who got COVID early in the pandemic, and did it matter if they had long COVID or not?
So there's several different ways in which the SARS-CoV-2 virus harms your entire cardiovascular system. One of the most obvious ways is the receptor it uses to get in the first place. Remember the ACE2 receptor? That receptor is very much in normal health, right, involved with keeping your blood pressure at the right amount and preventing all kinds of cardiovascular issues. And here this dumb virus is, you know, impinging on that receptor. And one of the things that people often forget is that when a virus uses something that's normal to our body, right, something that, you know, as its, you know, sneaky way into our cells, not only does it use it to get in, it often triggers some of the what we call signal transduction that can happen after it binds. And so when you look at all these data, it's absolutely clear that when the spike binds to this receptor, it's going to influence the cardiovascular physiology. And, you know, we've done studies on the retina where we can, you know, one of the nice things about looking into people's eyes, you can see their blood vessels directly if you look right inside, right? Because, you know, without having to open anybody up, you can just look right through the pupil and see. And we see that a lot of people with long COVID have these little changes to the blood vessels in their retina. They've been narrowed. And so that's, if we can see it in the retina, it's going on in other blood vessels throughout the body. And your heart is an organ that desperately needs oxygen, so much so that the heart muscle cells have a tremendous amount of normal, you know, reliance on fresh blood, you know, fresh oxygenated blood. They need that oxygen because they're constantly, contracting in order to beat our heart to beat. And that, and if it's not, if the blood vessels going to that, to your cardiac heart, you know, your heart muscles are narrowed, it may not be getting enough oxygen, which can lead to additional problems in the heart. So there's many, many reasons that the SARS-2 virus is a nasty thing for our hearts. Mm-hmm. And that's also, by the way, it's very clear, if you take the vaccine, it's going to reduce that risk overall. And you'll say to me, well, wait a minute, Eileen, didn't some people get cardiac problems from the vaccine? Yes, it's extremely rare, but it does happen, especially in certain populations. And that's because these vaccines use the spike. But remember, in order to give you the immunity you need, and just the spike, right? And the spike is part of the problem. But anyone who's going to react to the spike from a vaccine is going to react even worse to the spike of the actual virus.
All right. Dr. Eileen Marty, I can't wait to get invited to a cocktail party so I can drop the phrase ACE2 receptor on somebody and they'll think I'm smart. Talk to you next week. Thank you very much, as always.